A public park.
The Internet, 1996 World Exposition. A World's Fair for the Information Age.
Não, entendi. Tá apenas som da cor de moninho, eu tipo chuna.
He first studied carpentry for about 3 years in a place called Sakya with a teacher named Lechen. And then after that, he went to Tashilumbu, right? Tashilumbu, where he studied wood carving under the teacher named Gigen Chen Kanshur.
Sengula.
What they first draw and work is not just, they just can't draw anything at any time. It has to be really, it has to go according to the traditions. Like, for example, this particular thing has so many, you know, things. These are auspicious things which you consider. And also they make those, we have five, eight auspicious signs in Tibet, in Tibetan culture tradition. So, It has to go according to the Tibetan, real Tibetan tradition, and not just anything.
So there's eight auspicious signs, and there's, I think, seven symbols.
Yeah, symbols.
Okay, so there's a limited set of kind of icons, and then you work with those. Okay. Are they, when you say auspicious, do you mean, are they related to Buddhism? Are they religious, or are there other, can you explain the significance of those eight and then the seven icons or symbols? Sorry, where did it come from?
These eight auspicious signs are related to Buddhism, but I think so he can explain better the signs. The di kasa pema da tung da nya kasa
senya
sen zu gej ra
ori
ger ra gej ani shima ya du ra kasa
dün tela tesiri dün tela ni yo ri ji tegri rinjen dün si chen na ja ta kya bi na ja si ju zum na ja lum bi na ja lan jen che wa ji ru wang la Gatrum Session did the thing.
And it is a caritsum worry.
That is me, mummy, that mummy bed, Java Kuma Namdi, that in the Sigla Genjalit in the Tovanamati or Tatila Pesin Shanet.
Do you need it? Cherva,
Jinjani.
The seven signs, symbols which you were talking about is basically parts of the ornaments of the early kings, and you know they represent that. And the eight auspicious signs are kind of offerings of good luck to Buddha. Like, you know, one of these is the flower. The flower is, you know, it's beautiful and it's, you know, it's an offering. And also there's one auspicious symbol called Gyanze. This is usually found on top of the temples and monasteries. And also so it is like a kind of signs of good luck, brings good luck. And like, supposing the wheel represents the wheel of Dharma, the first sermon which Lord Buddha gave. So it all symbolizes, and it's mostly, all of these are related to religion, Buddhism. Mm.
So he is a master, and I want to learn a little bit about what that designation means. How do you become a master, and how many masters are there now? How will the next master be chosen? The process of master and apprenticeship.
Khandis chago re, ani thanda shimba dinde yor ves, shingsu gigi dinde ta shingdu gigi, dinde shimba yor ves thanda.
Shimba yor, thanda shingdu gigi penzun chikro.
Yes.
Kushas.
Kushas, yes.
Shin, nyanji, zoli shingdu gigi yor ma re, tanga zo chi pu tenpa tinda yor re.
Yes.
Shin, shingdu gigi gigi kong se, ma nime yor ma re.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Jamso de injig magic loco, the girl than Jamso, yam the girl. Tine girl de la tambo, jimo jungle. Tine hindrus, hind the condition, grow girl, muggle, hindi, chickie. Talang in the tail. Hind the sin, la jimo de jang. Tadilla, in this jimo jangi, ta di ma na shokam, chick tea, hingi gang. Ta hingi gang tea, ta dizzle dova jacquotima. Dova jap. Tizo dova jap, chatsam tine, tasangu sichen. Jai kupa tabu jila no ten dinde sichen tango. Ti dundang de tama loko, tila ka dundang country dungu, ti dova jap dang country jaku, ti tama chazan chikhe wako. Ti dova dundang da sangu tondang de chikhe sona, ti hindu sichen. Tashingi to down country, Shondan says, I go to my Shondan, the gang the country shock. All a country big, the Shondan, teach it. There's a carbine, the Telamambo code, teach it. Tizzle tatters on Hindu session, Hind in a part, and a part chant with it. Two them, the two them, the tatta to it, the two jan chant with it. The Hindi to down the country chant. Teach it, Hindu. Then there's a dato jatan to it. Tato tizo pase, tinte pase, tana chick dogmal, two joe tana chick dogmal. Ridi the country centro, ridi the new tana tigioma, lep tana tigioma, curan son so suchi, tortangi. Te chazan he was it. Te chazan he is on a tinny curate or some matin decision, jam take a little boons and tindes. Tasso so tarsum by your fortune sona. Tine soso rang la ta te gore. Te zu poba tang te kans godi. Ta ma geken chana yonge sambaji. Te sami rang ta tu geken che kakpo yo gore. Ta soso li. Si si. Yonge roba di kinze ji. O te chungen che te te ya geken li yajin pa chen. Do tu pa chen. Kadang ra ho. Chungze ma te do tu pa kaan chana. Ala soso rangi sangma pe. Koktu ngeba gore wa. Di chana di yongri, di chana di yongri, kante kien kare yongri do, ge kare yongri do, di chana sonye, sonye kante togi do, di chana sonye togi do.
So, he's saying that right now, there are just two masters, like one is him, and the other one is monk, what, monk, we saw him the other day at the library, so they are the only two, right now. And, I mean, in the Tibetan community.
In the Tibetan community?
Yeah, yeah. Of, sorry?
Do you mean only in Dharamsala or everywhere?
Everywhere.
Everywhere,
yeah.
Only
yeah,
two.
Just two of them. Saja Shimba Marwa.
Yeah.
Dharamsala Jigbo Sungu, Saja Shimba Sungu.
Shanga, Sangma Tirangari Jigjo.
Yes.
Manzo Phu Jayongi Ta, sikku dakene tama tiran to gela
ni me shi yoman wa
diru ni me yoman ni ma phola zakto yoman
shimbal ni tinde yaku yoman wa
yakpo tinde doje ling ling ma chi gi yoman ta kon yore me ta pugu thamba tinde yakpo yoman
So he's saying he's heard of one teacher in Darjeeling. Other than that, they're just the two of them. And but he's saying that there have been a lot of graduates from here, and even his students have been sent as teachers to places like Simla and Nepal and Sikkim, Sikkim and these parts. But he's saying that this, you know, to become a teacher and a master, it's not just knowing the art, but after this the whole course which one takes, and there is also a lot of experience that counts. He has to have a lot of experience. He has to know how to deal with the students. And as he had already mentioned that first of all, they need to know how to draw well, then how to chisel all these well, how to bring out all these features well, how to make all these spaces in between. And also the process of making the chisel. So he's saying that experience is one of the most aspects in this, to become a master. And he has to be very, and a master has to be really very confident of what he knows, and he has to, you know, kind of really understand the students and know their defects and where they're going wrong. And also he has to have a very good knowledge of the kind of the wood they're dealing with. Can you get me? Yeah, so there's a lot of confidence involved in it. So he's saying that in order to become a master, it's not an easy task.
Tirliya, his role here is to, he's one of the few masters, only one of two or three left, to keep this this part of the aspect of the culture alive. Does he feel that, is he satisfied in that happening? Does he think it's successful? And the number of people who are coming out of here, does he feel that, when his generation has passed and the next generations, will the art be retained? Does he feel that it's been saved?
No, that's the dinner to Tampa Cassiano.
Yamgu mere tone any yabut yabuchin tande ma desare desamare any gela the take one betki kigi yido wachi re any hondi tana chale tana chale nang shimbadi any to sim la tobu dues any rishundi any kandista tando yabu desare and kaligali yan yamgu do de chesare kande tos gela tul kartos
na tanda tedi mama Yes.
He says that personally he feels very happy of the fact that he has been called by the Tibetan government in exile to Dharamsala and to teach so many students. And till now he has had a lot of students who graduated from here who have excellent skills, and he's very confident about them. And so he's really satisfied and contented with what he is right now. And also as far as the culture is concerned, he feels that this tradition of wood carving will go on. And for example, he has this kind of feeling that he will work just to keep the tradition alive, and it's because of His Holiness that he has had this kind of kind of encouragement within himself. And he also feels that this kind of work has two advantages. One is keeping your tradition alive, and the other is being able to it's a way of means of living, making a living. So he says that he personally feels that the tradition will remain alive, like the other traditions of Sangha painting and all this. So it will remain alive, and what he's doing right now, he's very happy with all this.
You've been listening to the Internet 1996 World Exposition, Building a Public Park for the Global Village. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Your host was Deb Roy.
Handcrafted by Becknell and Lucas.